With new cases rising, along with COVID confusion, mask mandates in the U.S. are more muddled than ever.
You guys have a great flight.
All right, thank you.
In Florida, a federal judge appointed by then-President Donald Trump on Monday struck down a mask requirement on planes, trains, and buses across the U.S., saying the Biden administration exceeded its authority.
It doesn't matter to me what they do in Florida. I'm still going to be wearing my mask.
Some travelers say they're happy to unmask.
You say I don't got no mask right now, so that's cool with me. Better for me.
The White House says it's reviewing that decision.
So this is obviously a disappointing decision. The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit. As you know, this just came out this afternoon. So right now, the Department of Homeland Security, who would be implementing, and the CDC are reviewing the decision. And of course, the Department of Justice would make any determinations about litigation.
The federal government last week extended the transportation mask mandate until May 3rd. The Biden administration has not said whether it would appeal.
Most people are still wearing masks at the airport, but the Biden administration says it will no longer enforce the transportation mask mandate. Airlines are happy they've been fighting against this rule, and now they want to return to pre-pandemic business as usual.
The news comes as COVID cases surge with a new subvariant called BA2, reportedly 30% more contagious than previous variations, following a two-month-long decline in cases.
I just feel like mask mandates are coming down too quickly. People at my school are getting it, like, every day.
That has Philadelphia reinstating its indoor mask mandate. At the University of Connecticut, once again, masks are mandatory.
We all want to be healthy. We all want to go back home and not get disturbed during the exams.
In New York, most Broadway theaters are still requiring theatergoers to mask up, even as much of the rest of the country goes maskless. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.